If you want to see the mother of all greenhouses, at least in this region, check out Backyard Farms in Madison, Maine. Tim Kniff is company vice president.
It's 42 acres under glass.
Now give me a sense of what that means.
36 football fields.
Because Madison, Maine is more or less on the same latitude as Dixville Notch in Coos County, they've got to heat the place in the winter. They use propane boilers for a hot water system. For light in the darkest of the Maine winter, they use electricity. And they're growing year-round.
Typical week, we do about 500,000 pounds.
500,000 pounds of tomatoes?
A week, yeah.
Kniff says about 35 to 40% of those tomatoes stay in Maine, and the rest sell in northern New England. And he says they plan to expand. But Backyard Farms is anything but a backyard operation. There's no outfit in the region that's bigger. Nothing even comes close. Typically, farmers around here are growing on the scale that Pooh Sprague is. He drives me around his Edgewater farm in Plainfield on a little utility vehicle.
We got four other tomato greenhouses. So we got a total of 479 tomato greenhouses, plus we put a bunch of them in the field. It's a pretty good-sized crop. Pretty important crop for everybody who's in sort of the retail farm thing.
Sprague starts his tomatoes in January in a greenhouse. Then in March, he moves them to the ground in what are called high tunnels. High tunnels are low-tech greenhouses built with metal tube frames and covered with plastic sheeting. Unlike greenhouses, they're typically not heated.
I can't tell you exactly the yield of these because we're not good bookkeepers, but there's, in this house, we have 360 plants, so it's not a high-density population. A lot of my friends will plant a lot higher. It's just a user-friendly system for us here at this farm that we've adopted.
And it looks like it's working. Sprague's plants are about 4 feet tall and covered with fruit, and it's only mid-May. Sprague and other vegetable farmers across the state are thumbing their noses at New England's short growing season. With greenhouses and high tunnels, they're planting earlier in the winter and producing later in the fall. John Wells is the Northeast sales rep for Rimmel Greenhouse Systems based in Hooksett. He says he's sold dozens of greenhouses and high tunnels since January.
It really has made a difference in some farms that were struggling to get them into a new way of selling, a new market for them. I think it's probably actually going to save some businesses.
Some of that growth is due to a new federal assistance program out of the Natural Resources Conservation Service. Those farms that qualify can get more than $10,000 toward the cost of a new high tunnel. Brandon Smith is the state agronomist with the NRCS.
This started in January, and in our first sign-up period, we had, I think, over 70 applications for high tunnels.
Smith predicts the agency will approve more than 100 by the end of their second sign-up period this spring. The strategy of trying to produce more local fruits and vegetables in the off-season is clearly growing in popularity. But Becky Seidman with the UNH Cooperative Extension says farmers in New England can push it only so far.
To produce things like tomatoes and cucumbers, which require quite a bit of temperature and light year-round, that is going to be a challenge. No matter what.
Some farmers are trying to meet those challenges. They are heating their greenhouses with wood, with corn, with coal, with gas. They're putting up grow lights for those dark winter months. Rimmel sales rep John Wells says farmers are always looking for innovation.
There's already things in play, like there are energy curtains that we use. They're like a reflective mylar curtain that are all automated. They close at night. Because during the night is when you heat. During the day, the sun does it for you.
But anything that costs money, whether it's mylar curtains, wood pellets, or photovoltaic solar panels, it's going to cut into a farmer's already meager profit. Another alternative is to focus on what already grows well in the region.
With even an unheated high tunnel, you can produce greens, salad greens, year-round if you use a little bit of extra protection inside.
That's Becky Seidman at the UNH Cooperative Extension Service.
While that's not a tremendous amount of calories, it's certainly a tremendous amount of sort of feel-good green nutrients. You know, there's something great about having something green in the middle of the winter.
Add to those greens the squashes, the potatoes, the onions, the beets, the carrots, all that can hold well into the winter, and says Seidman, you've got a viable food system. And while they may not be as pretty as bright red tomatoes, they cost a whole lot less to produce. For NHPR News, I'm Mark Beavis.